Chapter 2. Hello? Emma's voice answered after several rings. Hello, Mrs. P. How is that goddaughter of mine? Freya questioned. She smiled at the sound of her best friend's voice. Oh, hi, Freya. She's fine, asleep at the moment. I was just trying to catch up on some myself, Emma replied. Her friend sounded jaded. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I didn't think. Time difference. Typical me, I'll let you go, Freya said. No, don't go. I haven't spoken to you for over a week. How is everything in the US? Emma asked. The US is fine, Nick is fine, I'm fine. But Sasha's just informed me I have a lunchtime appointment with Jonathan Sanders, Freya told her. Jonathan Sanders? You're Johnny? Emma exclaimed. I don't know, but those were my first thoughts too, Freya answered with a sigh. What do you mean you don't know? You must know. I mean, it's an appointment. You usually know who you're meeting. Or do they do blind appointments over there to make work more fun? Emma questioned. Sasha spoke to him and made the arrangement. She said he was English, but she said he was well-spoken. Johnny was from Hackney. He was anything but well-spoken, Freya reminded her. Well, a few years have gone by. He'll be about the same age as you now. Things change. You can vouch for that. He might have done well for himself, Emma suggested. But in what field? I mean, how many fields require him to need a photographer? Freya wanted to know. Perhaps he doesn't want to meet you in a business capacity. Maybe he just wants to catch up with you. I mean, you said a lunch meeting. Perhaps it's just lunch. But why? Why would he want lunch with me now, after all this time? Freya questioned. I don't know. Perhaps he saw you in a magazine or a newspaper, and it brought back memories, and he thought it might be nice to get in touch, Emma suggested. I wonder what he's expecting me to say. I mean, he dumped me for money. That's like a red rag to a bull, she responded, chewing a pen as she thought about it. Perhaps he thinks he might have calmed down about it now, because you're happy with a successful business and a wonderful man. He's probably thinking some of the angst might have evaporated, Emma told her. Didn't know me very well then, did he? Angst is pretty permanent once you've pissed me off, Freya reminded her. Maybe it isn't him, Emma replied. Yeah, you're right, it probably isn't him. It just freaked me out hearing the name, Freya said. I can understand that, Emma answered. But it probably isn't him, Freya repeated. No, Emma agreed. But what am I going to do if it's him? Freya asked her. Freya, if it's him, you are going to A, be professional, and B, remember he's over 30 now, not the 17-year-old he was when he took the money from your father, Emma told her. But I can't not mention that. I mean, it would be odd if I didn't, wouldn't it? Why don't you see if he mentions it? And then, if you get to your desserts and he hasn't mentioned it, you can slip it in over coffee, Emma suggested. Good idea. Now I know why I called you. I'm glad no one's taken over my role, even though you're living further away than ever, Emma told her. You are irreplaceable. So, how's motherhood? Tiring. I thought being pregnant was exhausting, but it was nothing compared to the sleep deprivation I'm suffering now, Emma explained. But Yanis is helping with the night feeding, right? Freya checked. Yes, he dotes on Melly, but I'm trying to breastfeed, so it's difficult to share that. Oh, God. I know it's meant to be wonderful and natural, and certainly all the A-listers are giving it a go from what I've heard, but God, I don't think I could do it. Well, it isn't easy, but I'm trying to persevere. I bet if it were men with the breasts, the percentage of babies being breastfed would be dramatically reduced. I expect you're right. Listen, I'm going to try and come and see you in the next couple of months because I have yet to see my little godchild in the flesh, Freya told her. That will be nice. How long is the flight time for you? Emma asked. Don't mention the flight time or I might just hurl right now. It's something stupid like 15 hours with a stop in Paris, Freya said, her stomach churning at the thought of it. You mean Nick hasn't got a private jet? Nick used to have a private jet. In fact, he used to have a lot of fancy things he didn't need. I've been streamlining, Freya answered with a smile. I hope Villa Camilla isn't on your unnecessary list just yet, Emma said. Villa Camilla was Nicholas's holiday home in Cassiope, Corfu. Emma, Yanis and Melissa were living in it while their own house was being built. No, don't worry. We won't be selling that anytime soon.